Well, hey, everyone, as we open up our inbox, I get to answer today's question from a guy. Let me go ahead and read it. He says, I'm 26, male and single, and I co-lead a young adult small group. I meet regularly with my female co-leader to prepare for each week's study. It's been a great way to get to know her. Every time I leave our meetings, I leave encouraged. She loves pursuing God. She's smart and happens to be very pretty. My desire is to continue to get to know her and possibly ask her out on a real date. My worry is that everything is going so well with our group, and I don't want to risk all of that by changing the status quo. I'm wondering if it would be selfish to ask her out at the risk of making things weird for us or the group. All right. Well, thanks for writing this in, because this is probably somewhere in the minds of a number of people, whether they've been in a Bible study or a small group, whether they are, you know, on leadership. It's kind of like that whole, well, I don't want to upset the apple cart. I don't want to upset the good thing that we have here. And I totally understand that. I've been in this situation. You kind of feel like you've got a good thing going with a group of friends or with another friend, specifically in leadership. And you're like, you know, I don't want to be the one to blame, for one thing, if things do go south in this. And so my encouragement to you, and I don't want this to sound like super prescriptive, but it might a little bit, is we have to realize that in all of these things, we have to trust God with it. We have to trust God with their heart. We have to trust God with our heart. And I remember a while back, our dear past contributor, Andrew Hess, I think it was in a roundtable on the show, when he brought this up, because he was saying he wasn't dating any of the girls in his friend group because he didn't want to upset the dynamic of the group. And I was like, how long do you intend to be friends with all these people? Like, why is it so important to preserve this dynamic? Because what may happen is you may end up being like 45, 50 years old and, oh, you've got your posse of friends, but none of you have moved along. I mean, obviously you're hanging out with these people for a good reason. They're all great people. But if you're interested in one of them, it's time to kind of, you know, put a line in the sand and put yourself out there. And so similarly, I would say if you think you want to ask this girl out, you need to do that. You do not need to do it in front of your small group. You do not need to do it even in the context of small group. You are just a guy who finds a girl of good character, who thinks she's a lot of fun. Obviously, you're building a rapport as you're in leadership together. And that is great. That is a great way to meet someone, and it's a great way to get to know someone. And so I would say, go for it. Now, here's where the trust part comes in. Because, yeah, whatever. One, she may say no, and then that may feel awkward. But you know what? You're both adults. You can continue leading a group together. I always say that about church stuff. You know, you should be able to approach someone, ask someone out, and turn someone down, and even date someone for a period of time and break up without either of you having to leave a church or leave a small group or leave a leadership position. That is because you are a brother and sister in Christ, and it should be all cool. Not that it won't be awkward, and not that you may not be disappointed, but, you know, come on. Finding risk and making that, putting yourself out there, is not for the faint of heart, but it is very rewarding for those who get the end game done. And so I would say, absolutely, if she thinks you're leadership material, she's willing to lead with you, she at least thinks you're a quality guy. And so that's a great place to start. If she's not interested in you, that's okay too. And she should be mature enough to be able to say that and to be able to be like, but you know what? Thanks for asking me. And thanks for putting yourself out there and taking the risk. I'm not interested, but hey, I still am interested in leading this group with you. And, you know, hey, let's soldier on. It's great. Anyway, I hope that makes sense. I'm trying to like kind of logically lay it out for you. Of course, the flip side of that is that she may say yes. And then, goodness, you'll have a story to tell, you know, down the road. And so that's a good thing. But I would say, you know, you said specifically, I don't want to risk all of this, meaning the group dynamic, by changing the status quo. But all good things really come from changing the status quo. And so I would encourage you to step out, trust God, pray about it diligently. I mean, don't just be cavalier or flippant about it. Pray about it, care for her heart in it. And then truly, if she says no, no grudges, no weirdness, no backhanded, kind of treating her poorly or whatever, no talking behind her back. You're just going to respect her decision as a sister in Christ and move forward and know that you did what you could do. And then she obviously is left with her response. Thank you so much for writing in. Great question. Well, that is it for this week's show, everyone. We do want to hear from you, and we need more inbox questions. So you have to represent and show up with your best questions because they may be answered on a future show. In fact, now's your chance because we're actually asking for questions. So you want it to be heard. You want it to be answered by someone who knows something. Yeah, like one of our counselors or whatever. Do it. Send it in. editor@boundless.org. Well, also remember that this week's show was sponsored by Called to Create, and you can find out more at calledtocreate.org. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.